Okay, Stephen, June 28th, top of page, Kuf Vav. Birkas Teka, Yara Bedema, Lespal, Kibbutz Golios, Ukrias Dror, Beretz Israel, Shuba Shofar. Very interesting. Teka, Beshofar, Godol, Lacher, Sainu. He should daven tearfully for the ingathering of the Golos, the diaspora. And, yeah, he's borrowing the pasuk from Liberty Bell, or earlier than that, Parshas Bechukosai. Across some drawer, ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha.
It's a question of which came first.
Yeah. It's interesting. Rav Hirsch has a whole piece about what the word drawer means. It's probably mistranslated in the Liberty Bell, but he says it actually means for things going back to the natural state they're supposed to be in. It's interesting. Seaport drawer. Drawer de Mamona, he shows the connection, but it means for things to return to the way they are. He's saying that's within Eretz Yisrael itself.
Is that the same drawer as
Droyer? Droyer, Krala, Vein, and Bas, yeah. Freedom, yeah. He's saying we're really davening for two things. This is particularly relevant in our time when we have a Jewish state in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a very good kavana to have. When Rabbi Yonasan Ivershitz was writing this in the 18th century, it was different. But first of all, for people to return to Eretz Yisrael, and second of all, within Eretz Yisrael, for things to go back to the way they are, Shehu Bashofar. I'm not exactly sure what he means, but Shehu Bashofar, but I think what he means is because the use of the shofar at Yovel was really about a proclamation relevant to within Eretz Yisrael. Yovel is not about people coming back to Eretz Yisrael, it's about what's going on within Eretz Yisrael itself. Yeah, it's an announcement, a proclamation made within Eretz Yisrael. So this is a very useful and proper kavana for us, especially in our time where it's not as much a question of getting Yidden back there, which is also true, but it's also that what's there should be proper. There's a lot of shkafic debate surrounding exactly that challenge. So we're thinking of both things in the Bruch of Tekab, Shofar Gadol, Chir Seinu. So I think what he's saying, the son is the Kabez Galuyo Seinu, is from outside Eretz Yisrael. The Kabez, I forgot, it's almost amazing that we have a bracha that focuses on what's going on within Eretz Yisrael as a tefillah for Gula.
Yes, I mean, wherever we are, Gullus or otherwise, we say it every day. We say, well, your land is a reminder all the time. It's not a pashut or some simple proclamation. It's ongoing.
Right, right. V'chein yitzayir adam tamed ki'ilu nishma kol shofar yom hadin ba'azna. A person should always imagine as if he's heard the shofar of the great day of judgment in his ears. It's one of the ideas of Rosh Hashanah and maybe in Rabbi of Hasatan. There's a shofar that's blown at the ultimate day of judgment, Pesukim and Navi. So when he mentions shofar, he should think about the shofar of Yom HaDin. Uvehispalalo al shofar lekabetz pizur pizurim yechavin lekabetz kol gilgulim sheyesh ba'olam ki ein ben David ba'ad sheyichlu kol neshama shebaguf. It's amazing. At the beginning of this, Rabbi Yonasan Ivershitz said he's not going to give us deep kavanas, only like basic things. This is a pretty deep idea, but when we're davening that everything that's scattered should be gathered in, it's not just, you know, if people live in Mexico and Los Angeles and Balakin, Chazal say that Mashiach will not come, Mashiach will call on Shabbat Shabbat Guf, some entity or thing called Guf, and it's until all of the Neshamos have been through their the processes they have to go through. So it means that all the neshamas that are scattered or that have existed should all come together. Ki kol Yisrael hem b'chol guf echa v'yu nechlolim kol neshamas mil gilgulim. And all the neshamas, I think when he says gilgulim, he means it literally, reincarnations, all of the different souls that have experienced different lifetimes and so on, that they should all come together. And the collective mission of all the neshamas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created should be able to say mission accomplished and return to Zion. Those are beautiful kavanos to think about. Bibirkas Hashiva, we're diving for the return of Mishpat. Yosim Alibo Lachzara Sanhedrin, Kihem Kise Hashem. He should think about the return of the Sanhedrin, which is the throne of Hashem. I've given shiurim on the fact that historically a great Yidden at various times tried initiatives to reinstate the Sanhedrin, starting with reinstating the Smicha at the time of Beis Yosef. To some degree there was an attempt at this in the early 1950s. Didn't go so far, but there was far written on it. When the Sanhedrin were in their place and in their office in the Beis HaMikdash, the presence of Hashem hovered over Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, Yesh din lamata, in din lamala, when there's justice down here, when we are carrying out our mission and implementing justice, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to forcibly carry out justice from above. And the opposite is also true. We have a mission that we're failing in when we don't have a Sanhedrin. L'kach kosav HaRambam Shein ben David ba'ad shiyu HaSanhedrin chozun. If you follow the Rambam and Sefer Melachim, the order of the Mashiach, he says that ben David doesn't come, the Mashiach doesn't come until Sanhedrin returns to their place. Ki ikar hashroyas hashchina ha'idei Sanhedrin. The main way that the Shechina is present is by way of the Sanhedrin. Kisham ha'atiku v'shmiu tar shebal peh. So he's actually emphasizing a different point. I said because they're the seat of justice. He says they're the real headquarters of Torah Shebal Peh. Ha'atiku means to copy over. We refer to the Chachmei Yisrael as the Matike Hashmua. It's a term from Chazal. Today, modern Hebrew, a photocopy is a hataka. To be ma'atik means to take something that was in one place and successfully, entirely transfer it to somewhere else. Replicate, yeah. By take me sham ha'hara. He had his camp here, he moved it to here, the same camp in a new place. If ma'atik, the shmua, is to carry over the mesorah from one generation to the next. They had it in the door of the Gemara, it was brought over to the door of the Gemara. So a lot of people study Torah, not everybody is capable of bringing over the whole mesorah from one generation to the next. It's considered the job of the greatest chachamim, who have it all. So the Sanhedrin does it. So they were matik it, and they were mashmiya it. They taught it. Hisham hishbisu machlokas, the shikchas Torah. They put down, they put an end to machlokas. I don't think he means tension. When he says machlokas here, I don't think he means that they put down a quarrel. Here, I think when he says machlokas, he means in the absence of knowledge, you have doubt, which makes for machlokas. The Rishonim explain the way that there are more machlokas in the Gemara than the Mishnah is because as our Torah knowledge dwindled, so a new question came up, and Beis Shammai said like this, and Beis Hillel said like that. The more knowledge or clarity of Torah you have, the less machlokas there is. I believe that's what he means. He doesn't mean machlokas in the sense of emotional tensions flaring.
The machlokas translates to the Allah and the Maisa too.
Yeah, we have more suffix. I always quote Huttner. I often do this when I'm talking to people about Shalom Bias, the difference between a suffix and a machlokas, a doubt and a quarrel, is that a machlokas is two opinions in two heads, and a suffix is two opinions in one head. But he was saying it for concept of the way you should approach differences of opinion. But there's a lot of truth to that. They're really the same thing. The more there's lack of clarity, so either we're going to have two opinions coming from two great rabbis in Klal Yisrael, or you could have two opinions on myself. I'm learning the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm not sure, should it be like this or should it be like that? But machlokas and suffolk are a function of lack of clarity.
Uncertainty,
yeah. We have whole klale hora, what to do in cases of machlokas and in cases of suffolk. A lot of halacha is, what do you do when it's an issur d'oraisa and there's a machlokas of poskim? What do you do when the majority hold one way but there's a das yach? It's all, what do you do when it's a suffolk? What do you do when it's a svek sveka? A lot of halacha is juggling machlokas. I don't know that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do the same thing. It wasn't suffix.
It's not teku.
Right, it's later, yeah. So the Sanhedrin eliminates that. There's a whole concept that in darkness, other faculties are developed. You could argue that the lumdus of how to deal with machlokas, Reb Tzadok HaKarnevel talks about this, that in the absence of nevuah, Torah Shebal Peh got stronger. Like a person who's blind and therefore his sense of hearing becomes much more astute. It used to be, if there was a suffix, that's the way some learn it, the Rambam might disagree with this, but a lot of times you submit it to, okay, well, we'll get a Nevuah, we'll figure out the answer.
Or they'll have Uri Batum, right?
I mentioned, Rav Kook has a theory that's why the Yerushalmi has fewer proofs than the Bavli. And the Bavli, when there's a Shaila, it's Tashma, Tashma, Tashma. And the Yerushalmi, it's like this. That's it. He says that's because in Eretz Yisrael there had been Nevuah. So the way things were paskened were, it's like this. In Bavel, we had to prove it from Pilpul. You had to figure it out. Give me a proof and a counterproof and a counterproof. So they're more Svara. So in the absence of Nevuah, which is a great gift, you have more Chachma. Anyway, but... No. The Klalim... The Yidgim Almidos are not, that's not Svara, those are rules from Har Sinai. But when you have a doubt, is it more similar to this case or is it more similar to that case? It seems like it is. No, it isn't. And you know, the back and forth, and you have pages of Gemara that are Svara. There was less need for that when there was more Ruach HaKodesh. Again, the Rambam says you can't use Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh in deciding halachas, he might disagree. But from Tosfos and other Rishon, the Kuzri, it seems more like it could be. But certainly, it's a function of lack of clarity. When we're davening for the Sanhedrin, we're davening for clarity in Torah and accurate transmission of Torah Shebal Peh. There are parts that we've lost. A lot of Svekas, we lost the Rishalmi and Kutchim, the things that we don't have. So we're davening for the return of clarity in Torah. Ki yodu bebirur kol Torah Shebal Peh. They knew clearly. The whole Torah of Haki Ruach Hashem Hayachofif Aleim, the Spirit of Hashem hovered on them. Lahaya Bechol HaTorah Machlokas, and all the Torah that wasn't Machlokas. Ayde Sanhedrin Shiyu Malkim Esarim Lias Nilkim Neftarmi Onish Bashamayim Befilim Lias Krizis. It's very important. And some say that was the real motive for reinstating Sanhedrin. If somebody's Chayiv Karis, he gets Malkus, he's exonerated from his Karis. So unpleasant as Malkus might be, Karis is worse. So, it was actually a good thing. Mishpat can mean harsh justice. So exculpate us through mishpat, through having, sometimes to some degree, a certain punishment meted out, we're saved from a harsher one. So tzadkenu b'mishpat could refer to giving malchus, and therefore kol chai v'krisis, shenilku, niftru mi krisosim. We'll continue next week. It's a Shabbat.